Many of the women Amnesty International has interviewed have ongoing trauma, both physical and psychological, and they are very hardly coping with re-entering society and reintegrating into Bosnia society after the war. The war had a terribly traumatizing effect on Bosnian society as a whole, on all parties that were in the conflict. But I have to stress that women were particularly exposed to this trauma, especially because rape and sexual violence is stigmatized in the society at large in Bosnia and Herzegovina. So they were not empowered to come forward and talk about their experiences for a very long time after the end of the war. And indeed, even today, there are no proper outreach programs, for example, that would facilitate them coming forward and have closure for the terrible crimes that they had suffered.
Given that it's 25 years since the beginning of the war in Bosnia, how difficult is it for these women or for their lawyers to prove what happened to them, apart from their obvious psychological scars today?
The situation for them, the day-to-day struggles are unfortunately very difficult. There is a real issue about accessing courts and bringing perpetrators to courts and punishing them. But there is also, more importantly, an issue about them accessing meaningful reparations, which are not just about their physical and economic well-being, but also serve as a form of closure and healing after the traumatic events. Unfortunately, very few perpetrators are brought to front of court. This is partially due to a lack of available evidence, but also due to the limited capacity of the courts and the limited competencies of the prosecutors. In recent years, we've seen some progress in this regard, and we very much ask the Bosnian authorities to put more resources towards these efforts.
According to your report, less than 1% of those trials have been about victims of sexual violence. Why is that?
Rape was one of the most outrageous crimes committed against the civilian population during the war. It affected women of all ethnicities, regardless of their side or geographical position in the country. There have been camps where women would be detained and raped for several months repeatedly by a number of perpetrators who were either unnamed or masked, or some wouldn't reveal their identity as members of the army. It is very of the different armies which participated in the war. It is very difficult to establish the identities of the perpetrators and to provide the necessary evidence today, so many years after the conflict. However, there is an obligation on the state and its institutions to try to uncover as much as possible of these crimes, to bring perpetrators to justice, including commanders who may have ordered or simply failed to prevent these crimes from happening. So indeed, a lot more can be done even today. Women, many of them have testified already at court. More would be willing to testify if there was a safe environment for them, if adequate witness protection was provided for them in the courtroom, so they wouldn't have to face, for example, the alleged perpetrator face-to-face. In some of these villages and towns, the perpetrators may be living in the same communities as the victims. So the women are very often re-traumatized simply by this fact. And providing a safe environment, a properly equipped courtroom and proper prosecutorial work would lead to more prosecutions, but also a form of closure for women through accessing that justice simply by holding perpetrators to account. Many women we've spoken to have said that this would be a very important achievement for them, to see the people who have, you know, committed those horrendous crimes against them being brought to justice. And this is one very important part of their right, the other being the reparation and compensation that they are entitled to. So Amnesty International is also calling on the authorities to provide those women who have demonstrated, who have applied to achieve a status of civilian victim of war as a rape victim, to be provided with compensation and other reparation measures, even if a perpetrator remains unknown.